Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Is it you to winter's wailing? From now on it's plain sailing, for the summer it is a-coming today, as we welcome the 1st of May.
And we're following the old laws through the town, following the old laws past around, all on a bright May morning, all on the 1st of May.
And we'll rise in the morning early and remember Marv and Charlie. By the golden lion we'll chance to greet the old horse onto the street.
And we're following the old horse through the town, following the old horse past all round, all on a bright May morning, all on the 1st of May.
And there'll be no cries nor cribbing, we'll not wear the blue ribbon. It's the old red horse and a pint of beer will bring us our good cheer.
And we're following the old horse through the town, following the old horse past all round, all on a bright May morning, all on the 1st of May.
And we'll sing from noon till night time, and for one song is the right time. Only in Padstow will we hear the day song loud and clear.
And we're following the old horse through the town, following the old horse Padstow round, all on a bright May morning, all on the 1st of May.
So good men, don't ignore us, join in the May Day chorus. Dance with the old horse, it's no sin to watch the summer come in.
And we're following the old horse through the town, following the old horse past all round, all on a bright May morning, all on the 1st of May, all on a bright May morning, all on the 1st of May.
Good morning. Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk, our first program of May 2024. And welcome in the May, welcome in the summer, if you're in the UK or on this side of the world. And welcome to autumn if you're listening from the Antipodes, where part of my heart still is. We started the program unusually today without this beautiful piece of music from Patrick Tree, but with the Wilson family singing the Old Oss, quite appropriately. It's the first thing I wanted to hear on the show today. I've got lots of music to celebrate May. I've got an interview with Seb Stone, and he will be playing us some selections from his beautiful new record, Young Tamlins Away. It's a really extraordinary piece of work, and he is a great young musician, an asset to Sheffield and the folk scene generally. And I can't wait for you to hear what he had to say. In the second half, I'll be talking about Asturian traditional music with the director of a wonderful new festival there called the Yar Trad Festival, with Bree Delian and Sheffield's own Michael Walsh, who is a big fan of Asturian music too and quite an expert as well. He'll be talking to us about that too. Did you know also that this week is the 50th anniversary of the release of one of the greatest folk rock records ever made, Richard and Linda Thompson's I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight? It came out on the 30th of April 1974, so it's 50 years old this week, so we'll feature some songs from that too. All this and more on a packed show. Thank you so much for your support for the Mandolin program last week. Let's get this one up in the Mixcloud charts as well. Keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live, and happy May.
Till April is death, change not a threat. Change a clout till May is out. If you change in June, it'll be too soon. Hasta mayo, no te quites el sayo. Till April is dead,
Gosling,
change
dead
not a threat.
You're the fool for thinking on.
No change a clout till May is out.
Tuck babes in May.
If you change
tuck
in
them
June,
away.
It'll be too soon.
Wash blankets in May.
You'll soon be under clay.
Till April is dead.
Gosling's
dead and gone.
Oh, you're
a fool for thinking.
You should have been drowned.
Change a clout till May is out.
Touch
your face in the May.
If you can touch
them
away,
we'll bring you good luck.
You'll soon be on the clan.
Till April is dead.
Gosling change dead and gone.
Oh, you're a fool for thinking.
You should have been drowned.
Change a clout till May is out.
Touch your face in the May.
If you can touch them away,
it will be too soon.
Good luck.
Petite pluie de mai, tout le monde est gay. Qui laisse sa femme au mois de mai, la peut bien laisser toute l'année.
It's a shabby yard.
I make no apology for playing that pretty much every year at this time of year. I think it's brilliant. That was Lisa Knapp with her version of Hal and Toe. She calls that one Till April is Dead, and it is the title track of her May album, which is called Till April is Dead, A Garland of May. She released that in 2017, and I absolutely love it. A couple more May songs before we get into the business of Seb Stone, Young Tamlins Away. Here is a singer who needs no introduction. Shirley Collins and Dolly Collins with the Cambridgeshire May Carol. Just before we hear the interview with Seb Stone, I promised you some music from the incredible album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight by Richard and Linda Thompson. Richard Thompson's second album and the first one featuring Linda Thompson in her own right. And her voice, for me, is the highlight of this record, which is packed with incredible songs. Let's hear the title track. And then you'll hear from Seb Stone.
Freedom's noblest champion stands and shout, illustrious patriot band. Hear grateful millions their generous tribute bring, and shouts for freedom,
and shouts for freedom,
and shouts for freedom, the welkin ring. While fell corruption and her hellish crew, the bloodstained trophies gained at Peterloo. Soon shall fair freedom's sons their right regain. Soon shall all Europe join the hallowed strain of liberty and freedom, equal rights and laws. Hence choicest blessing,
hence choicest blessing,
hence crown this glorious cause. While meanly tyrants, crawling minions too, tremble at their feats performed on Peterloo. Britons, be firm, assert your rights, be bold.
perish like heroes, not like slaves, be sold. Firmly unite, bid millions be free. Will to your children,
will to your children,
will glorious to your children, liberty. While cowards, despots long may keep in view and silent contemplate the deeds on Peterloo.
Peterloo, the second track on the brilliant debut album from my guest today, Seb Stone. And the album is called Young Tamlins Away. It was launched officially at the Sessions Festival at Easter in Sheffield. But already, word of this CD is reaching well beyond the borders of Sheffield and South Yorkshire and into the wider world. Seb, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming over today, and thank you for the physical copy of your album. I have to say, straight up, congratulations. It's a very, very strong statement of intent, I think is a good word for it, for your life as a singer and player on the folk scene. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You must be very pleased with it as a piece of music overall. Tell me about Peterloo. That's three of you.
Yes.
Great.
Myself and I, yes.
It's a strong song. Tell us about the provenance of that song.
Thanks. So the text is from a broadside that I found on what is widely regarded in the scene to be the best website in the world, which is Bodleian Ballads Online. I saw it and I thought, oh, that'll be great to try and, you know, work something out with. The tune I got from a carol from Derbyshire, which is where I'm from, and I sort of grew up in the caroling tradition. And I thought, so many of these tunes aren't sung, you know, any wider than Derbyshire, and they really should be. So I pinched a tune from a carol called Victorious Love, which was originally written by Richard Furness. It was around the same time as Peterloo, so I thought that would be a good fit. We know it was in a hymnal by 1822. Thanks, Ian Russell, for that. So I put them together and I changed the tune a bit, and most of the harmony is from that arrangement or the traditional arrangement that was collected by Ian Russell in the 70s.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. So you mentioned Derbyshire, Seb. For people who haven't met you, and there can't be many on the Sheffield folk scene now because you've been really engaging with it and involved in it at a deep level for the last couple of years, and involved in sessions, both vocal and instrumental, and appearing at festivals all over the place as well. But for people who haven't met you, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be a folk singer.
All right. So I grew up in the Peak District, not far from Sheffield, but it took me until I came back from uni to really discover the folk scene here. I did my time in classical music, and I did a lot of classical singing when I was until the end of uni, really. So I graduated in 2022. Folk had always been something that I did on the side, and I enjoyed going to sessions when I was about 17. My first session was at the Angler's Rest in Bamford, which is still going, that session, and it's worth dropping into if you're in the area. When I was about 17, I discovered through the internet Peter Bellamy and got really into his music and learned quite a few of the tracks on the album that I got from him. I learned when I was that age. And
what caused you to be looking up Peter Bellamy in the first place? How did you come across him? I mean, were your parents into folk music? Was it around you, or is this sort of something that you've discovered for yourself?
My parents weren't really into folk music. Mm-hmm. There was we had, I think, three folk albums round the house, one of which we might hear a track from later, I think you said. So one of which was the first Solas album, which is just a fantastic record. There was an Altan album, Runaway Sunday, and we had Rum, Sodomy and the Lash from the Pogues as well, just lying around the house.
Not a bad, if you have to have three records, not a bad starting point. And it certainly explains the fact that your influences are not just English. You have strong Irish connection in your music as well. And we'll talk a bit more about that later. In terms of your singing inspiration, though, you talked about Peter Bellamy, and I've subsequently seen you singing at many sing-arounds in the country. Would you say that your repertoire draws on English tradition more than others in terms of your singing? And is it a deliberate choice, or is it just they're the songs that you're exposed to now?
I suppose I try and go sort of 50-50, or not try to even. It tends to be 50-50 between English and Irish, stuff that I sing. it is just really what I listen to, and I learn songs from listening to recordings most of the time. So if I listen to something long enough, I'll be like, oh, I know most of that, and then I'll polish it up and take it out to a session.
Great. You have a great energy in a session, and you throw yourself into it, which I really love to see. It's something I associate sometimes with older or more experienced session singers, but anyone who's seen Seb in a session will know that you don't seem remotely shy or nervous about just injecting yourself, quite rightly, and nor should you. But young singers sometimes find those environments a little overwhelming. How do you find it standing in a room full of experienced singers when the finger points to you? You seem to love it, if I may say so.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved performing. So I guess, and I know that some people argue sessions aren't a performance space, but you know, I've always quite enjoyed that, especially if I know I've got something sort of that I can pull out my sleeve that I'll be like, oh, this will be good here.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things about a session is being able to read a room and then going, okay, we need a chorus song next, so I'll do a chorus now. Mm-hmm. Or, oh no, we need like a slow air or fast tune now. And so, you know, and being able to pull one of those out.
Yep. So how old are you now, may I ask?
I'm 22.
So you discovered all of this just 5 years ago. It seems pretty amazing that you've produced a record of this caliber. And once again, without wanting to give you a big head, I think it's fantastic, Seb, and I congratulate you on it. It shows a lot of skill, but it also shows a real interest in repertoire. And that's what I think is really interesting about it. Tell me a little bit more about the repertoire on the record and how you came to choose the songs that you put on Young Tamlins Away.
Well, I chose stuff that I thought, I tried to find stuff that sort of defined me in an as broad a sense as possible. I mean, most of my repertoire I'd learnt four sessions originally, so I'd not really learnt it to perform. But then last summer was my first festival year, and I was like, right, okay, I have to put sets together and actually start performing. So I guess it was made of things that I knew I could do to a fairly good standard, and therefore there's quite a few things on there that I learned 5 years ago and that I've got really, you know, really in my head.
We're going to hear a track with pipes on it now. That was a total surprise to me when I saw you pull a set of Ilan pipes out of your case at a session. It's like, really? Where did this come from? Where did it come from? How did you get into it? And I know you've only been playing them for just over a year, which is remarkable how much progress you've made. Because for anyone who doesn't know about the Ilan pipes, which means elbow pipes, they are a bit like trying to pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time. Everything has to go and not all of it at the same time. It's an extraordinary instrument. How did you get into it?
So, I mean, I've been playing whistle for 10 years, but again, just sort of on the side. I had a music teacher at school who ran a really good folk group when I was there. And so I've been playing whistle since I was about 12. And then I think it was when I was leaving uni, I was like, right, I need a project, and I've got a bit of student loan left over. And the Ilan pipes had always been something that was sort of a wild dream to me. And I thought, oh, well, I could actually, you know, I could get some of them and learn them. So I bought them in about September last year, and so I've been playing for about a year and a half.
Where did you find a set of pipes?
So I got those from Fred Morrison. Uh-huh. It was at a point at which I wasn't really in touch with anyone in the Ilan pipe circle, so I didn't really have anyone to ask, so I had to go off online recommendations. But Fred Morrison's pipe's been really good, and he's been really good as a sort of beginner. Yeah, and it took me about 6 months before I was able to get a tune well enough to be able to take them to a session.
How important is playing the pipes and the instrumental side to your music, would you say, compared to being a singer?
I think there's definitely a social aspect to playing tunes that you don't always get at singing sessions. At chorus sessions, you know, sessions with lots of big choruses, everyone can join in and that sort of thing. But if you're, sometimes singers don't always sing those kind of songs at sessions. Whereas at tune sessions, you know, if it's a tune that you know, most people have the ability to pick up, or most people know, then everyone joins in. And a lot of my friends are tune players, a lot more of my friends than are singers. So those kind of sessions are the ones that, you know, the sessions I run tend to morph into tune sessions.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to hear the Turfman from Ardy. Tell us about this song.
This was one I got partly from Peter Bellamy and partly from Margaret Barry. And it was a sort of an arrangement that was born in sessions in Fagans in Sheffield.
Lovely. Well, here from Seb Stone's debut album, Young Tamlin's Away, here is the Turfman from RD featuring Seb's Illan pipes as well as his singing.
For the sake of health, I took a walk one morning in the dawn. I met a jolly turfman on the road as I went on, and a friendly conversation came between this man and me, and that's how I came acquainted with the turfman from RD. We chatted very freely as we jogged along the road. He said, my ass is tired and I'd like to sell my load, for I've had no refreshment since I left my home, you see, and I'm tired out of travelling, says the turfman from Ardy. I said to him, your cart is worn, your ass is very old. It must be 20 summers since the day that he was foaled. I remember well when he was born, September 43, and he counted from the midwife, says the turfman from Ardy. And many's the time I've used the beast with this rough hazel rod, although I own I never did see poor Jack Owen shot. The harness that is on his back, it was made by Sam McGee, and he's dead these 22 years, says the turfman from Ardy. He said to me, my cart is worn, but it's tough old Irish wood. It must have been in constant use since the time of Noah's flood. The axle never wanted grease but 1 year out of three. It's a real old Carrick axle, says the turfman from Ardy. Just then I heard a female voice that I knew very well, politely asking this poor old man his load of turf to sell. I shook the steady old hand of his and he bowed respectfully, and I hope to meet some future day with a turfman from Ardy.
I don't think it's fair that you can play the pipes that well after a year, Seb Stone, frankly, but congratulations that you can. You'd be interested to know, Seb, and in fact we have had this chat before, that where we are sat right now used to be right in the thick of the Sheffield Irish community. And in fact, Brian Howard, who made your low whistle and made my low whistle and made many, many sets of Illan pipes, lived, you can see his house from basically across this street. He lived on Rock Street, and the Rock was an Irish pub. The Burngreave Irish Centre, the Sheffield Irish Music and Cultural Centre, was just down the road here. And it's nice that you've returned to the fold here. And The Irish scene's still very healthy in Sheffield, given that things like that fluctuate, pubs change hands, communities change, but there's still quite a good, solid Irish connection in this city, isn't there?
Yes, yes. So there are reliably 2 or 3 Irish sessions a week. Mm-hmm. Coleman runs Tuesdays and Fridays down at Fagan's, and then the sessions I run tend to be fairly Irish heavy, mm-hmm. Which is mostly every other Saturday. And then there's a couple of other. There's one at the Gardener's Rest once a month, and yeah, that one has quite a few pipers as well.
Seb, you mentioned some other musicians who you had the pleasure of working with on the track we've just heard, and your association with them at Fagan's. Tell us who was playing on that track.
Yes, so that was John Lavender, or I nearly call him John Bazooki then, because I call him Bazooki John, on Bazooki. Wes Walker, son of the infamous Pat Walker, who was also a Fagan's legend. Rowan Piggott was playing fiddle there at the end as well. And the flute was Sean Spicer, who's he's just been in the New Roots competition. He plays flute, harmonica and whistle, and he's very good at all three, so definitely one to keep an eye out for.
Very social music. It strikes me that there are two strands then potentially for you as a player and singer in your career. Obviously, you're forging ahead as a soloist, and very well too, and you are getting solo bookings on the back of this album and your fine singing. I imagine there's a drive in you to play the social music, possibly not just in sessions. Do you see how you might incorporate that into professional performance in the future in a band or something like that?
Possibly, yeah. I've been sort of brewing the idea, but I'm waiting for that moment to sort of strike, really.
Yeah, but it's not out of the question.
It's not out of the question.
Excellent. You talked about Solas, a record. The debut Solas album is, as you said, one of the three that you had in your folk collection, a very influential record, and probably one of the reasons you started listening to traditional Irish music. Me too. I remember walking into a small mixed business shop in Ireland, I think is the best way to put it, and they were playing this Solas track, and it was Yellow Tinker. And you said as well, just before we were talking about what track you might like to play, tell us about the impact of this track and of this band on you as a young musician.
Well, yeah, this album, really, it was one of the sort of three we had in the house that my mum just had from her sort of foray into Irish folk in the 90s. I always loved this album. I couldn't really tell why. And then I started getting properly into playing, and it was the Yellow Tinker that, when I was rediscovering bits of Irish music that I'd listened to years ago, that really hit me as like, wow, that is, you know, and just an amazing track. Thank you.
is still up there as one of the greatest recordings of Irish music ever, I reckon. I just love it. That's the choice of my guest today, Seb Stone. And it was Solas, of course, with the Yellow Tinker Set from their debut album. Seb, tell us a little bit about making the album. I know you worked with Rowan Piggott. What a talented guy he is, and what an asset to the Sheffield music scene is Rowan.
Yes, he's another one who had sort of one foot in classical for a bit and one foot in Irish and one foot in English, yeah. And
he's got 3 feet?
Oh, yes. More, at least. More. yes, he's fantastic. And as I hope you can hear, you know, thoroughly good at his job. I'm, you know, very, very glad to have worked with him, yeah.
Absolutely. Exciting stuff on the horizon as well. I was trying to draw you out on the possibility of an instrumental band or something involving your pipes, but you do have a new trio, which is no longer a secret. It's already getting bookings. It's called Culverake, and it is with Matt Quinn, who we play regularly on the show, as we do Lizzie Hardingham, a wonderful artist. How did the three of you come to become Culverake, an a cappella trio? Where did the idea start, and how is it going?
Well, I think it was the other two had a conversation without my knowing, and were like, oh, we should do something. And then I went round to Matt's house one day, and he took me through his extensive music collection, and he gave me some of it. It was very good. Yes, and then he popped the question and said, oh, would you be interested? And by the end of the day, and every time we came across a track in his music collection that was, you know, had potential, we go, we could do that. And by the end of the day, he'd swayed me. Yeah, he's very persuasive.
Three very strong voices, three very strong singers. I think it's very exciting to hear what's going to happen. There are two opportunities I know already that I'm involved in promoting to see Culverake. One is that you've been very gladly, joyfully agreed to help Sam and I celebrate 10 years of presenting this radio program, Thank Goodness It's Folk, and we're having a whole weekend of music on the 23rd and 24th of November at Crook's Social Club, and your trio, Culverake, will be performing on the Sunday along with Rosie Hood Band and Tim Van Eyken. What a lineup! It's going to be a great afternoon. Details of that and tickets will be available soon, but do save the date. There's going to be a whole weekend of music happening there at Crook Social Club, including Seb Stone and Culverake. And then we've also asked you and Culverake to be one of our artists in residence next year in March, when we do the second Sheffield Harmony Weekend, Raise Your Voice Weekend, with ourselves, Melrose Quartet, the Wilson family, and Culverake. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward to both of those. The Raise Your Voice Weekend, I'd just gotten over a cold, and so I sort of popped in, not expecting to sing much, but I couldn't really hold back. It was fantastic. Yeah.
We're trying to encourage young singers to come, and one way to do that is to book young bands. We Brevin were a huge hit at this year's festival, young, wonderfully talented a cappella trio, and we know you'll bring the same energy to the festival next year. Seb, tell us about any upcoming gigs you'd like people to know about to see you and to get hold of your record, Young Tamlins Away.
Upcoming gigs. We've got a few festivals over the summer. The first of which is Chippenham at the end of May. And then I'll be at Exile Music Festival, Gateway to Southall, Killarley Traditional Singing Weekend in Aberdeenshire, Sidmouth, Saltburn, Whitehorse, Whitby and Northgate.
That's fantastic. And it was almost coincidentally in alphabetical order, but that's just chance. Seb, congratulations again on the record. It's really wonderful. I hope people go and get a copy straight away. There are physical copies available, also presumably on Bandcamp as a digital download for people who like to buy their music like that.
Yes, you can buy physical or digital downloads from Bandcamp.
Great, absolutely. And together we have chosen the last track. This is one of the ones that I just think, I think it's from Bellamy, is it not? The Ale House, or is it not?
No,
this from somewhere else?
So this was from, I got this from Tom Willett, and I found this on the second best website, which is the Vaughan Williams Memorial Library map tool.
Oh, yes, of course.
And when I was at uni, I was scrolling around the area looking for songs from that area, and this was collected in Ashford, in what was then Middlesex and now in London, by, it was collected by Ken Stubbs from Tom Willett, and you can hear a little clip of him singing at the end of the track.
Indeed you can. How could I have forgotten that? It's lovely to hear the Source singer included in it. So without further ado, Seb, would you like to introduce this last track for us? And thank you for joining us on Thank Goodness It's Folk today.
Thanks. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. This is The Ale House, featuring myself and Ray Cunningham.
There is an ale house where my love goes, where my love goes and sits himself down. He takes a stranger on his knee. Now don't you think that's a grief to me? A grief, and I'll tell you for why. Because she has more gold than I, but gold will glitter and silver will shine, till in a short time she'll be poor as I. Dig my grave, both wide and deep, a marble stone at my head and feet, and in the middle a turtle dove, to show the world I died for love. I wish, oh I wish in vain, I wish I were a maid again, but a maid again I never shall be, till apples grow on an orange tree.
To gold, that's all in vain. I wish that I was a maid again, but a maid again I never shall be, till the apples grows on an orange tree.
Yeah. Do you know, look, there is a bird on yonder tree. They say it's blind and cannot see.
No, I don't know that one.
We should have been the same with me before I joined this company.
Green eye. you. You do nothing with a reason. And you can be my broom boy, scrub me till I shine in the dark. I'll be alike till doomsday.
I just love that whole record. That was Calvary Cross from Richard and Linda Thompson. I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight, 50 years old this week, and happy birthday to the record, and congratulations to Richard and Linda Thompson for such a seminal and wonderful piece of work. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Seb Stone. He's so good, isn't he? I'm going to play you something now to commemorate a new podcast. This podcast is being put together by Matt Quinn, who we heard on the program last week. Matt lives just north of Sheffield and has always had a great interest in ballads. And as such, he is fascinated by the Roud catalogue, which is an index of songs collected in the English language. And it is an alternative to the child ballads. It's much more comprehensive than the child ballads because it contains thousands and thousands of songs, the Roud index. We've spoken about it before, talking about Carl Sinfeld's excellent series of books, looking at the Roud number songs in order. I'm not quite sure what number Carl's up to, but it's time we checked in with him. In the meantime, I just want to let you know that Matt has a new podcast called In the Roud, a folk song podcast. And the first episode, the introductory episode, is out there. You can find it through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and somewhere else as well if you search. And it should be available on Google Podcasts and YouTube over the next few days. If you just search for In the Roud, a folk song podcast, you'll find the first episode. The first song in the Roud Index is The Raggle Tackle Gypsies. And I'll leave you in the first half with this brilliant version from Planxty, the first version I heard, and with it, our good wishes to Donal Lunny, who's just had an operation and had to cancel some Bothy Band gigs. All the best, Donal. We hope you get well real soon.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, hee-yo, and this one sang hoy, and the other sang la-ho, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, put on her suit of leather low. It was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, hee-yo. The servant girls reply to him while she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Up and saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, hee-yo. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-yo. But then he rode east and he rode west. He rode north and south also. But when he rode to the Waheed open field, it was there that he spied his lady-o. But then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money away? Why do you leave your haroni with the Lord of Alcora, the raggle-taggle gypsy-o? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey? Oh, yerra, what do I care for me only wedded lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy. Well, it was there last night, chip the goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly. Oh, tonight he lie in a wide open field, in the hands of your raggle-taggle gypsy. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed? But blankets drawn so calmly, oh, tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the hands of me raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west. You rode high when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, oh.